Welcome back to the Sports Center, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football this week as the Cowboys finally in that game week mode as they get ready to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday. And we've got junior safety Andrew Winger joining us here on the program. Dewey, always good to have you on, man. What's going on today?
Not much. Just got done with a ball buster, I guess you would say, practice. But no, it's going good. Thanks for having me.
So that's okay. You know, a ball buster of a practice. You like when those happen? You know, heavy hitting all that, or is it just a big time practice? How would you describe the ball buster practice?
Yeah, it's one of those 24 periods, the max full pads, just getting after it. So usually we don't do that on Mondays, but we were starting it off, hitting the ground running today. So it was a good work day.
Well, with the physical team that you're going to be playing, does that help? I mean, do you think that helps leading into a game that you know is going to be a physical game?
Definitely. You know, I'm sore after this practice, and I can only imagine how sore I'm going to be after the game. So it's definitely good work, and Coach Bowl and the strength staff know what to do to make sure our legs are right for Saturday. So we trust them fully, and we're just looking forward to it. So.
I saw a great picture of you on social media with your head coach for the Mayweather-McGregor fight, man.
Yep.
That looked like a hoot for you guys, right?
Oh yeah, it was an awesome way to cap off camp. Having the fight up in the Gateway Center, it was awesome, and we had dinner and stuff, and got to dress up, so it was fun.
You got to dress up. So was there a theme for that, or is it just dressed to the nines type of stuff?
No, it wasn't a theme. It was just we wanted to. Come out in style. So
class it up, right? A little bit?
Yep. Got the whole get up at Goodwill for $12.
So. See, that's the college shopper right there. The student athlete shopping spree at Goodwill is the way to go, man. But yeah, it was looking good. I doubt Coach Bull was wearing the Goodwill suit though, right?
No, I can only imagine how much what he was wearing costed, so.
He dresses well though. I mean, when he comes out for those press conferences and stuff, I mean, in those suits, right? I mean,
I would be willing to bet that Coach Bowl is probably the best-dressed head coach in college football.
Ooh, that's I like
100%.
That. 100%. I like that. Were you in Mayweather or McGregor's camp?
You know, I was more McGregor, but, I just wanted a good fight, and it was a good fight, so I was pleased.
Okay, very good. Because, was it split down the middle, you think, or was one side, what was the team kind of leaning one way or the other?
Oh, the team was definitely Mayweather.
Okay.
Heavy. So, when the referee or whatever you call it in boxing called the fight, everyone went crazy. So it was funny.
I mean, that seems like a good team bonding experience as well. To, like you said, you guys just went through four really tough weeks of fall camp, and to cap it off like that, it sure seems like a lot of fun and a good idea to do that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely great for team chemistry. You know, the team chemistry right now is the highest it's ever been since I've been here, so. Stuff like that, just to add to it, is awesome. So it was a good experience for everyone.
Okay, I was listening to the press conference a little earlier, and, guys are coming in with mohawks. I guess, Josh is trying to grow a mustache and all that kind of stuff. So who's got the best thing going right now in terms of maybe a unit or anything like that on the team?
You know, you can't vote against Drewvin, man, and he's got the mohawk and the stash. So
and the stash.
If Caden Jackson could grow a stash, I'd give it to him because he's my roommate. But, got to give it to Drew right now.
Okay. Is Josh, he's so clean cut. Him growing a mustache seems a little out of place.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even say clean cut. You know, he's just clean cut because he doesn't even have to shave yet. So the stash is a long shot for him.
So got this Iowa game coming up a little bit, kind of a big game for you guys to open up the season. But, I asked Josiah Hall this because since the bowl game, you had the winter workouts, you had spring ball, you had summer workouts, fall camp. But does it seem like forever ago that bowl game was, or does it seem like it was just the other day or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it seems forever ago. You know, it's kind of weird that the season's starting, honestly, because I feel like I haven't played football in so long, but, we still have that sour taste in our mouth from the Mountain West Championship in the bowl game. So we're just excited that fall camp is over and we finally get to get back on the field and, try to get some W's. So,
did you miss 2 days at all this fall?
No, definitely not.
One of the best decisions the folks that run college football ever made, right?
Yes, but I will say the extra week was definitely a grinder. So
okay.
I think it kind of canceled out, but, 2 days... I can definitely, stand 4 weeks over 2 days, so.
Do you feel like you guys are ready physically, emotionally, mentally for what you're going to face Saturday afternoon? I'm not saying Iowa's end-all be-all of college football, but, I mean,
right.
It's going to be a true test for you guys. Do you feel like you're ready at that point where you need to be to face a Big Ten team like this?
You know, I think we're ready physically for sure. You know, there's still some things that obviously we need to clean up, you know, execution-wise. But, you know, Coach Bolas said these past, you know, couple days, in these type of games, the teams that execute are usually the ones who win. So we're just looking to clean things up, you know, mentally and get our fits down and stuff like that. And I think we'll be ready to go physically on Saturday. We're looking to, you know, hit them in the mouth and try to stop the run and stuff like that. So.
You know, and I'm curious too because I believe last year was voted to have the top offensive line in all of college football, and I'm guessing those guys are back. And I know you don't deal directly with the offensive linemen of the opposing team, but you're there to stop the run. So you know they're going to be physical. They're going to run the ball. How do you go about, without obviously giving up a game plan, what are you guys going to try and do to kind of negate that advantage they may or may not have up front?
Yeah, you know, they have their O-line back, like you said, and they're definitely, you know, a really great unit with good running backs. So we're going to have to go out and, you know, really just, you know, enforce our, you know, physical mentality. You can't let a team like that come out initially and just blow you off the ball. You got to be stout and stop the run. So, you know, if we can come out on those first couple drives and really establish ourselves in the run game, I think we will, you know, have a really good shot at the end of the game. Because if we can force them to, you know, get to passing situations where they're off schedule, I think we'll be, you know, pretty successful. So,
not to speak for a team like Iowa, but do you feel like, you know, and you may not get a sense until the game starts, you know, they've lost to North Dakota State. They've had some tough games to start off the season with teams that. They were probably favored to beat. Do you feel like there's a chance they could overlook you guys or not?
You know, I don't really like to speculate on that.
Right.
But if, you know, if they did overlook us, I think we, you know, really could surprise them. But, you know.
But you guys are good enough to take advantage of that, too. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, especially with a team like that, I know their coaches are saying, you know, we got to stop overlooking people, obviously. So they're going to come out with fire, I know that for sure, and, you know, we're just going to have to match it and do what we can to stop the run, like I said, and just try to get us in successful spots.
I know there were a handful of games on Saturday. I know you guys were busy getting ready for the fight, but did you get a chance to watch any of your Mountain West teams play Saturday?
I did. I got to see pretty much the whole fourth quarter of the CSU game.
Uh-huh.
You know, they looked good on that new stadium and stuff, so they're going to be definitely a team that is going to be threatening this year. And then I watched the San Jose State game as well, and they started off pretty good against South Florida, but, you know, fell off towards the end. But, no, it was good to get some, you know, early scouting in.
Andrew, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck against the Hawkeyes, man. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Keith.